The Darim Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud 9:10, the last of the Perek, talking about Hatara, and actually not only a fascinating Mishnah, but quite a famous one. If a person says, Konam sheni nosa es plonis ka'ura, I'm not marrying that ugly girl so-and-so, varehi na'e, but it turns out, actually, he was mistaken. She actually isn't ugly. So then, as the Mishnah will say, the net isn't binding. Hold that thought, we'll explain more in a moment. Or if he said, Shechora, I'm not marrying that girl because she's dark, Varehi Lavana, but actually she's fair. So again, he'll be allowed to, the netter will be binding, he could marry her. Or Katsara, because she's short, Varehi, not Aruka, but actually she wasn't short, she was tall. Then Mutarba, he could still marry her. Lo Mipnei Shehi Ka'ura V'Na'asas Na'ah. Because we're not talking about a case where he didn't know what he was talking about, right? We're not talking about a case where he knew what he was talking about. So she actually was ugly and then she became attractive, or she was dark and she became fair, or she was short and she became tall. Because in those cases, that's something else. I'll explain in a moment. But elesh another taos. The point is shehaneder taos, that the neder he took was actually made on false pretenses, false assumptions. He thought she was short, but she actually was never short. So therefore, it's a toast, it's a mistake. Same goes if, you know, he thought she was ugly, or he thought that she was dark. She really wasn't. So then, since it's a toast, since it's based on a false pretense and a false assumption, so therefore the netter was never a binding, and he doesn't even need to go to get a hatara. He can just actually marry her. But now, what happens if she actually was ugly, or short, or dark, and then something extraordinary happened, and she transformed? So, now, we'll see more about that in a moment. Here the Mishnah says, Maisa, it actually happened, Be'echad shenader mebasa choso hanaya, a guy took a neder against his niece, again, like before we saw, a neder to restrict the benefit, that makes it that the marriage becomes impossible, and he does that because he assumed that she was ugly. V'chnisu leves Rabbi Yishmol v'yipua. They brought it to Rabbi Yishmol, who prettied her up. And then Rabbi Yishmol took this girl back now to this uncle who had taken the neder. Amar lo Rabbi Yishmol, b'ni lazu nedarta? He said, Rabbi Yishmol said to this guy, the uncle, is this the girl you took a neder against? Did you get a look at her? Amar lo lav, and he says, no, not at all. I didn't realize that she looked the way she looked. So he didn't realize. V'itir Rabbi Yishmol, and Rabbi Yishmol therefore allowed, was matched the neder and allowed the uncle to marry the niece. Now, what's going on over here? So Rabbi Yishmol is clearly disagreeing with the Tanakhama, and the Lach is not going to be like him. But he holds that if you can take a girl who was ugly against whom a person took a neder and pretty her up, so then the neder now can be undone. Now, the mechanism by which that neder is undone is actually machlokas rishonim. Some learn that Rabbi Yishmol is saying that the whole neder was a taos, meaning you don't realize this girl is actually attractive, just that she's not made up properly, and therefore when you see her made up, you realize that actually she was attractive, and the neder was a mistake from the beginning. The other approach is, no, that's how she looked, and he meant it, but the fact that she could be prettied up is now it's a new development. And Rabbi Yishmol holds, like Rabbi Eliezer, we saw previously, who holds that a nolad, a new development, is actually a sufficient place to look for a Pesach, and therefore we can find a Pesach and let her get married. That, of course, would require Hatara, according to that approach, but the point is Rabbi Yishmol allowed it to happen. Now, Halacha is not like Rabbi Yishmol. So therefore, if a person knew what the girl looked like, he took a neder anyways, so then you wouldn't be able to just doll her up with cosmetics and allow her to get the neder to be overcome one or the other. And no, that wouldn't work. If you were going to try to undo the neder and let this couple get married, you have to find a Pesach for somewhere else, or Charata, let's say. Now, going back to the mission, I'll talk more about the mission in a moment. There's more to talk about the mission, but just finishing the mission first before we talk about some Lundus points. Bo'oso Shah, when the guy, the uncle, agreed to marry the girl after all, Bacha Rabbi Yishmol, Rapport Rabbi Yishmol, he cried his eyes out for the Jewish girls of Amr. He says, Benos Yisrael Na'osen, Jewish girls are beautiful. Elesheha Anios Minavaltan, it's just that poverty and privation makes them unsightly. Meaning they didn't get enough food to be healthy and look good, or they didn't have the money to buy the proper cosmetics to make themselves up properly, and therefore people think they're ugly, but it's not true. They really are beautiful. Finishing up the Mishnah, and I'll go back to the Lamedus, this is quite a famous thing. Ukshmes Rabbi Yishmael, when Rabbi Yishmael died, Hayu Benos Yisrael Nosos Kina. The Jewish girls of his time, as part of his like funeral procession, and in the wake of his death, they had like a dirge, like a mourning, M-O-U-R-N, mourning song. Va'omras, they said, Benos Yisrael El Rabbi Yishmael Bechena. They said, Jewish girls, you should be crying over Rabbi Yishmael, who dedicated himself to fix up girls so they could get Shaduchim and look beautiful. And V'chein hu Omer B'shol, which is actually what they said by Shaul HaMelech. If you look back in Shmuel Beis, in the first parak there, and when Shaul dies, part of what is said about him, again, is B'nos Yisrael, El Shaul B'china, the girls, Jewish girls, should be crying over Shaul because he also endeavored to make them look beautiful, to get good Shaduchim, etc. So that's the case, that's our Mishnah. The halacha is not going to be like Rabbi Yishmael. The halacha is, like I said before, like the Tanakama, that if he knew what she looked like, and then he took a neder, so then it is binding unless you find a Pesach or Charata for some other place besides how she looks. Now, there's a couple questions to be asked here. The most basic question is, if you recall, we saw back in Mishnah Gimel this parak, we said if a guy says, I'm not marrying that girl because her father is Ra, the dad is bad news. So there, Rabbi Meir said, and the halacha understood, notwithstanding the gears that we have in our Mishnayos, that the Chum agreed, and the halacha is, that if a person gives the reason for his neder, when the neder is to be understood as a contingency, and therefore when a person said, I'm not marrying that girl because her father is bad news, what he meant was, unless the father dies, or unless the father does tshuva, in which case I would marry her. And when the father does die or does tshuva, so then the neder is over, and he could marry the girl. So there, in that scenario back in Gimel, Chazal basically are saying, when a person says something like that, when a person says, I'm not marrying this girl, and like, he gives a reason, I'm not going to that house because of the dog, he gives a reason, so then it's understood that it's a contingency. Here, our Mishnah says, I'm not marrying that girl because she's ugly. We're not understanding that to be a contingency. We're saying the halacha is, no. If you knew what she looked like, then if something miraculous happens, she changes, or she's too short, or she's too dark, and that changes, so then it's still binding. So the question is, why? Why isn't this Mishnah like that Mishnah? The halacha is like that Mishnah, but the halacha is not. The halacha is, if the father dies, he could marry her. Here the halacha is, if she magically becomes tall, he can't marry her. And the answer is that Chazal are just basically ascertaining a person's psychology. When a person says about the father or about the dog, they understand, listen, eventually the father will die, and if he happens to do it, then I'd be happy to marry her. Eventually the dog will get rid of it, in which case I'll be happy to go back inside. When a person says, I'm not marrying the girl because she's ugly or short or dark, he's not thinking unless that changes, because that's how it is, and it's not normal, it's not reasonable, not possible under normal circumstances for that to change. And that being the case, he didn't mean it as a contingency. And therefore, says that the halachas like Mishnah says, that if something miraculous would change, that would be a nolad, a total new development. And we paskin that a nolad, a new development that happens, is not a sufficient place to look for a Pesach. You have to find it from somewhere else. Okay? And that would be the halacha then. Like the Tanakhama, not like Rabbi Yishmael.